I v'omar Rav. Rav said, v'omar Rav Chiya bar Ashi mishmeid Rav, name of Rav, that mesuch raisa de nezaisa. That's these barrels. Rav says that's a barrel of beer. Like, and used to have a stopper there. Used to be a hole where the beer would come out. And then you have a stopper there to stop it, and around the stopper there'd be a cloth. That's called mesuch nezaisa. Also laduka biyom tov. You're not allowed to put this stopper into it because there's cloth there on yontif. Why? Because, like Rashi says, it's chita, like you're squashing out the juice or the beer that's in the towel. Ah, you're not mischavin l'shem chita also. So the chura, it's a kasha. Rav Paskin's chura here that adova shenim mischavin is also. So how could Rav Paskin, like an Amishnah, like Rabbi Yisrael ben Amshul, an Amishnah that's muta? So that's no question. I'll tell you, but he over there by Mesuch Raisa de Nezaisa, where you have the stopper in the barrel where you press it down. Over there, I'll tell you, Afilu Rav Shimon Moida. Even Rav Shimon would agree that it's also to do that on Yom Tif. Why? Because the Abaye of Rav, Darma Tavar, they both say Abaye of Rav, that Moida Rav Shimon B'Psik Reish of L'Yomus. In a case where it has to happen, much like P'Psik Reish, like you pull off the head of the chicken has to die, so it's a P'Psik Reish where it has to happen, even though Yenim is Kavan, it's also. So over there, by Mesuch Raisa de Nezaisa, when you put this stopper back into the barrel, for sure you're going to squeeze out the cloth. So that's why it's awesome. Masenkin, and now Mishnah, it's not for sure that you're going to pull out the hair. Like, that's not your intentions, pulling out the hair. Your intentions are just pulling the hair on the side. So if you do it, still a steer for its mutter, because that's the double shenim eskavim. Therefore, there's no steer. Now, Masha'ai, v'ho omar Rav Chiya bar Ashi, omar Rav, halach Rav Yehuda, I b'klal Rav Paskin's like Rav Yehuda, that double shenim eskavim is also. So how could he pass like an Am Mishnah that's muta? So my answer is for Rav Chonin bar Ami Omar Shmuel Alach Rav Shimon. You see it's a machlokes here. But Rav Akoponim passes like Rav Yehuda. For Rav Chiya bar Rav in Masni Blagavri, and it's time Rav Chiya bar Rav learned this without names, but he learns claw is straight that Rav Omar Alach Rav Yehuda. Rav passes all over like Rav Yehuda. That all over here at least that a dove shenim skaven is also. So it's a kasha, how could Rav say in our Mishnah it's muta? Who is Shmuel, Amalach Reb Shimon? Shmuel, the one that paskins, we pass the Roshan and Moskavan is muta. So who that can't be Pshan our Mishnah then? So Gemara says true. El Yerlim really sover Rav, Dovashen and Moskavan osa. Really, Rav himself holds all over like a Yehudi Shita, Dovashen and Moskavan is tak, it's osa, even though you don't have intentions to do it. But the mice you're doing, the Aveir, it's osa to do it. The Toilish Lav Hainu Geizis. And therefore, the Mishnah, the reason why you're allowed to pull off the hair, is because pulling is not the chlal, the aveir of geizes. Geizes, you can't use a shearer or scissors or a special machine to shear off the wool. But just pulling out the wool, that's the chlal, not the aveir. If so, why is it mutter on yomtif? Ay, on yomtif, there's an ista toilish. You're being like a dove and megdula, so why is it mutter on yomtif? I'll answer you, the yomtif. I know time with the shonah which mutter on yomtif. Definitely like a dove and megdula. Kalacha yad, I'll tell you, doing a kalacha yad, you're not doing it directly. Doing it in a shinui. Rashi says, Yain derech litlash semer below eloligzais. Usually the normal manner how you'll shear off wool is by using a shearer, shear it off, not to just pull it out with your hands. That's called kalacha yad, it's like a shinui, something different. And therefore that's why it's mutter in the Mishnah. See, even though all over ain't a kalacha yad is awesome in the Rabbanin, it could be here the Rabbanin will make it. Since it's nageya, for the Hilcha Shechita, you want to make a kush, since you're allowed to do a Shechita on Yom Tif. And the Sarah Chaychul Nefesh, so Rabbana will mat you to do this Toilish with a Kalacha Yad. That's why it's mut. Now the Gemara says, that's true what we're saying, the Toilish, Lav Hainu Geizis, is true what we just said. That Toilish, if you just pull it out with your hands, you pull out the hair, that's not Bechal, the Aveir of Geizis. I've got time to learn like this. Ha Toilish es a Knaf, if somebody pulls out the wings off the bird, vi ha Kaimta, vi ha Morto, Chayiv, Shalosh Katoyis, Yichayiv three chatois. Rashi says, "Hatilish is a konef. Shatilish nights with the thought the big wings, the big feathers. Mina knafay thought the big feathers from the wing. V'yakrim to liachas shatol shoy come to roishoy. You cut off the tip of it. V'yamot to rosh shemachlikoy. You smooth it down on the sides of it. If you do this on Shabbos, yichayiv three averus for three chatois. V'yom rosh lagushlakas explains why. Tilish chayiv mishum goyzes. When you first pull out the big feathers." Yechayiv mishum goizes. Koitem, when you cut it down, chayiv mishum machatik, that's cutting it down to the right size. Memarit, when you smooth it down, chayiv mishum machik, you're smoothing it down. So So Chura, you see here that by pulling off the feathers, Yechayiv Mishum Goizis. How can you tell me Tolish is not Goizis? So Moshe says, Shani Knaf, I'll tell you, the feathers are different. Daina Urchi, it depends what we're talking about. It's over here, the way you pull off the feathers off a bird is by pulling off with your hands. By the wool on the sheep, you shear it off with a kli, not with your hands. There it's called Klachiyad. There it's not called Goizis. But here, it's called Goizis. Now the Gemara says, Umi de Rab, so the Kabbi Yisrael Mishulim. Since Rab holds the Kabbi Yisrael Mishulim, the Chutz Mashma, then the Kabbi Yisrael Mishulim, is also Sovla Krav, she also like Rab. That the what Dovash, yes, the question is that true that Dovash and Mishkavin is also? The Sovla Kabbi Yisrael Mishulim, Dovash and Mishkavin also, is that true that Kabbi Yisrael Mishulim holds Dovash and Mishkavin is also? I have a tiny one like this. Shtei Cyrus, if you have two hairs, Ikron by a Paraduma. Shtei Cyrus, Ikron Madim, the bottom, the roots of it is red. For Roshan Mashka, the top of it is black. So if Yisrael Meshulam Maimah Goizis B'Mesraim, you let it cut it off with the scissors. V'yein Choshesh, and there's no issue. You don't have to be afraid about it. So Chura, why? So Chura, Rashi's Goizis is Roshan Mashka B'Mesraim Mishar Menodim. You just cut off the tip that's black of the hairs and leave the red. V'yein Choshesh Meshulam Giza B'Kotchim. Either Chur by Kotchim or Paraduma, you not will make Gizer either. Alma Mishum Dei Miskavon Lashem Gizel or Lesakin Shari. Since you're not Miskavon Lashem Gizer, the Kavon here with just cutting off the tips, the black hair, is only to be Miskavon the Paraduma. So you're not Miskavon Lashem Gizizer, that's why it's Mutta. So Chur, you see, a Dovah Shem Miskavon is Mutta. Yeah. And the Gemara, Shani Parate Paraduma is different. The Lav about Gizahi. A paraduma of a cloud is no giza, like a parrot doesn't have hair, doesn't have wool. Therefore, there's not us isa be giza. Where is there an avera not to be gozas by kotchim? That's a lamb that has wool, but a parrot, a cow that doesn't have any wool on it, there's no isa giza altogether. Therefore, it's not a kasha. Well, you let cut off the two hairs. I v'tani we learned loisave bebechor shirechin all to work with your bechor. For loisogus bechor tznech, he can't shear off the wool off the bechor of yitzoyin. Now v'yein liyel shabavai, I only know it's also to work with the shor. V'yitzoyin begizo, your sheep you can't shear off. Minan, how do we know to say litin esayim shazeh bezeh v'yitzoyin bezeh v'yitzoyin? They're not allowed to work with your sheep, or you can't shear off, cut off the wool, cut off the hair off a parah or shor. So the chur you see by kotchim is an isa even on the shor not to cut off. Talmud Lamed, the pasuk says loisavus loisogus. Yes, but kitzur is a naveri even by a par also. That's a kasha. I could have said a mishulam mati you to cut off these two black hairs. I being over lavalei sogus, and you're telling me yos like Rav that zover shenim skaven is also. So why is it muta? El, the answer is like this: shani parah. The parah duma is different. The kotchim by the kabayis. It's not a kedushas aguf. It's not a real korban. It's only kotchim by the kabayis, and therefore there's no issa giza on by the kabayis. So Mar says no. V'omer Reb Loza, kotchi betik abayis asurim begizir avoida. Midir abonin, the answer is only midir abonin. That's what Reb Loza holds, by kotchi betik abayis, you can't work with it, you can't shear off the wool. Well, yeah, that's only midir abonin. So more is good. V'yiki sur de abonin, a kopan of midir abonin should be yosa. El eshani pora, the answer is, a pora dumud la shchich, it doesn't happen too often. And therefore, v'yister, since it's only yosa midir abonin, you have to say in the milsad la shchiach, la goza be rabonin, shabonin not make any gzeri here. So that's why it's mutta to cut off these two hairs, that even though the ikar of it is red, but since the end of it is black, they would have made a puzzle, but if you cut it off, it becomes kosher. That's why it's mutter, it's dover lo shkiach, and it's a shaloni is for the rabbanin will make it over here. All right, turn over, continue on the other side. Now the mustache, v'lech lo, v'lifko l'chulin. The legos, the gemara stamakasha. Why aren't you? Let's be poiderit like. Velechla means be mechalit. Like what do you have to come on to be over this to rabbanim for? There's paraduma right now. Be mechalit, like be poiderit. Velifko lechulin, let it go out lechulin. Yeah. Or some gears of nifrike, be poiderit. Let go out lechulin, and then veligos, and then cut off this black hair. Vada liktisha and domer. And then go ahead and be makdashit. So what's that? To cut off the black here right away, first be poitered, redeem it. Samara says, no, the neo yikorm, it's very expensive. You can't redeem a paradum, it's very expensive. But the Gemara still, the level look of the Shmuel, do like Shmuel says, the Yomar Shmuel, Hektish Shabbat money, even though the Hektish is worth $100, Shechil Layal Shabbat Pruta, if you just take one Pruta and you point the Gdush and take the Gdush off the $100 worth onto this one penny worth of Pruta, Mechul, it's Taka Mechul. So who do this way also? So Mar says, no. Eimad Yomar Shmuel, when did Shmuel say this Shechil, if you did it with the Yevit, it's not nice to do it. But Lechatchilu Miyom, he didn't say to do it Lechatchilu. Therefore, this is not so nice to do either. Therefore, we'll let you just cut off the hair, since it's only this is the Rabbonin, and it's the Milsad Lo Shchiyach, the Rabbonin said this is okay. Yibayisim, another terrors could be Rav Sovlok of Yosef Meshulam. No, Rav Hozak of Yosef Meshulam in the Mishnah, that it's mutter to cut off, to make a Shchita this way. But I'll answer you, if you have Yosef Meshulam, Lo Sovlok Rav, it could be, no, he doesn't know like Rav. Hillel Dovashen Meskav, it is mutter. That's what he says by the Poraduma, you let it cut off these two black hairs. Because you're not mischaven to be over the Aveira of Giza, you're being mischaven doing the Maisa, be Masakin. That's why he holds this Mutta. Benachnami, on a real Dovashin Mischaven, but Benachnami, that Rabbi Yosef Meshulam holds Dovashin Mischaven is Mutta, not like Ralph. You know, it says what Patilus is a shower, you can pull off the hair, but Vashli is Dinamum Kerm, you can't move it out of its place. Omer Vashli Yom Rosh Lakish. There's only mut to do with your hands. But to use a scissors or a knife, right, to try and pull off the air, that for sure is also. It says, you let him make a mokum there with your hatchet. So, who is mashmi using the hatchet to shave off the hair? So, it says, no, Tony, look, kupits. I mean to say, with your hands, you let him pull off the hair or push the hair on the side both ways to make room for the hatchet to get there, like to get the mokum mashkito. But not that you let her use the knife itself. With a kli, it's also. It's only mut to do with your hands, and that was the after, either because it's kalacha yad, or else because davashen in the skav in his mut. Then it says, v'chein tolesh and sali was mum. Same thing, you have a b'chod that has a mum, and there's hair around it, you let her pull off the hair. Iboiliyu, l'chetchila, doesn't mean l'chetchila, let her go and pull off the hair. Oidiyev, maybe only b'diyev, it's mutta. Samer b'yim yutashma come near, it says, tsemer ha'mesuvach b'yazin. If you have this tsemer, the wool, Hamasuba got tied on, got wrinkled around, beyaz in the ear. And Rashi says, beyaz in hoyim mum, there was a mum on the ear. So, Yosef Meshulam Maimer, Tolsha, you let her like pull off the hair first, and then Umaris Mumai, and then show this mum to the Kain. So, Shmamin Lechatchila Shmamin, it's a right, even Mut Lechatchila to do it. You let her do this Lechatchila. And again, Yisramina, Mechavon the Shem Zay, Yoni Mechavon to push it on the side, you're not willing to fly the Dovah Shem Meskavin. Omer of Mori, Afanan Amitin Wislan like this. Vechein Atolish Sasa Liris Mokamum. That also you're allowed to. My Vechein, what's the Vechein? Elaine, if you want to tell me, Shaloh Yazizim Mekoyim, you can't move it out of its place, just push it to the side. But you can't really take it out of there. Hashto, Ma Shechet Ishkitosu Mechachasalov. Matach by the Shechita, we know clearly why you're doing this, to make the Shechita. Still, the Loch is Lazer Zenu, you can't take the hair off, you have to leave it there. If so, Liras Mokum Mumi Boy, for sure, if you're only pulling off the hair or pushing it aside to make it a Mokum there, to show it to a Chokum, to see the moon, for sure, you can't take the hair off. El Alav, A Toilish, Shmamina Lechatchila Shmamina, to see the Chidish is, Bechidatosh is a Sar, means a Lechatchila. The chili lara pull off the hair again. So not that you're really doing it the kavona. There's also called the davar shenim eskavin. Yika kavona is just to move the hair on the sides. Just when you're moving the hair on both sides with your hands, it happens to be that some hair comes off also. So that's mutter to do even the chila. Even the chili lara do this because it's not called like you have kavona to make be over the satlisha. The kavona is just to be masakin, to make mokum, to be able to make a good, or to look at the mum there. Yeah. Now the Mishnah says, what, sar b'chor bal mum. What's going to be the hair of a b'chor that's a bal mum? Shenosher, it fell off. V'nichu b'chalon, you put it on top of your windowsill. V'yachakach leido shochetu. Then leido yishechte this b'chor. So what's the locker with this hair now? Sakavim b'mahalol matri, he says, you're allowed to use this temer. Rashi says it's mutter ba no, the kohen could use this stem of the wool since it came off by itself first. Came off by itself. The chachom, ois mechom say no, it's also. Rashi says why the shoris semer and a shoris, if it would be matter to use the wool that comes off by itself, mechayim, it's a gzera, people always come to leave their bechor around in order that the wool should fall off, and they'll use it, and we're afraid if they keep on holding on to the Bechor, there'll be a takola that eventually they'll come to shear it off directly, or they'll come to work with it, so therefore it's also. Chom Oysun. These are words of Rabbi Yehuda. Oh, my Lord, Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, no, loy vazeh hitu akiv mahal. This is not the case that the Akiv mahal was matarit. Ela rather it's like this, sar bal mum, shenosham, if the hair of a bal mum that came off, the nicha b'chlon, you put it on the windowsill, v'yacha kach meis, and then the b'chor died, that's the case. Vazeh akiv mahal omat. Here he says it's mutter to do it. Yeah, we'll see in the Gemara exactly why. Yeah. The chom meisim chom say no, even in this case also it's also. Now what's going to be tsemer hamadudal? Let's see if tsemer of the wool that's madudal that shakes off. Rashi says a madudal means shenitlash minor, comes off the skin. Aval mesubachu imeshar, it's still like tangled on to the other hair. That's called tsemer hamadudal, some wool that started to come off but still tangling and hanging on to the other wool. So b'chor es shenira, so that the shenira magiza mutter. What looks with the geezer, it's mutav. Yeshena nira magiza, it's also. What doesn't look part of the geezer is also. So Rashi says, Ashenira magiza, kishi yeshchatenu, after yeshchet vigzazenu, liyacha shchita, yeitzena medudul shavim shara giza, and it doesn't look like it came off before, it will be mutav. But if you could tell that it came off mechayim, then tak would be yosa. Then you can't have enough from this. Yeah. Okay, yeah. So that's the Mishnah. We'll see in the Gemara. So this Mechlal Diyosa. Yeah, Rashi's Betmiya. Mechlal Diyosa Hashta B'meis Shari Shachata Miboi Mereshchita Miboi Hasted what Diyosa Mechlal Diyosa Rashi's what? Betmiya Hashta B'meis Diyosa Tzema Mechuba Boi Osa the boy Kfu you have to bury it. Saichi Denosha Muna Bechloin Shaw kind of swore as that. The chalal de yosa hashto b'meis shori shachto mi boi v'shechta v'shorash shachto de tzemer amachuba boi shor mi boi tamuna b'chaloi nami shor li b'dakavya el loy b'zu hitakivya v'chomim oisrim. That's not the case. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the next tape. We'll do over this last Mishnah. We'll start over again and play the next tape. Yeah, we'll start again from the Mishnah on Dav Chofei Yomer Aleph on bottom. We'll go over this last Mishnah again. Yes, the Mishnah says like this. Sar Bechor Balmum, if you have the hair, the wool, of a Bechor that's a Balmum, Shenosher, it came off by itself. The local is a lava loy sagush, you're not allowed to shear it off. So, what happens is it comes off by itself. So, Mashma so far, on Facebook says it's also Midrabonim. Midrabonim is also Bahano. The hair that came off so far, you're not allowed to have Hano from it. And therefore the eighth is Venicha Bachalon, you're supposed to like store it away and put it on the windowsill. Now the Yachakar Shachatu. Then later you got around to Shecht the Bechor, it was a Baal Mum, you allowed to Shecht it, and you Shecht the Bechor. Now the Locher is, once you Shecht the Bechor, now you're allowed to have enjoyment from the skin and from the hair on the skin. Like the hair on the skin now, the wool on the skin now is Mutabano. That's the Shaila, what about the hair that came off from before? So this, I copy him, he holds